Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you like to make your NFL games a little bit more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast. We are, of course, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman. Five teams, 7 years, 15 years ago now at this point. Pretty cool temp job in my 20s, primarily because it lets me do all these other gigs I have now, doing television for CBS on college football primarily, but I can do some NFL games as well. And then Westwood One on the radio. I'll be on the Monday night booth this week with Kevin Harlan for the Broncos and the Bills. Saturday, I've got Holy Cross and Army for CBS Sports Network. You can check me out on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. We are at Ross Tucker Pod on every platform you could possibly be on. You can see the highlight clips of all of the shows. Remember, if you want to get the vaunted spreadsheet from our Australian sensation grades that has all of our picks, all of the data for best bets and teasers and everything, it's patreon.com/RT Media. I love this show, even when I'm very frustrated by some things that happened last week, primarily because I love my co-host, Steve Fezzik. He's the star. We all know that. He's killing it this year, and he's the man with the math at Fezzik Sports on social media. By the way, Steve, got a lot of feedback from last week's show on two things, one of which a lot of people stuck up for you and thought I was being mean to you when you called me, when you said I ate a wussy steak with a filet. My point was, anytime someone, I wasn't even talking about you, Steve, anytime anybody busts my chops because the music I listen to, they say, I'm going to take away your man card because I listen to Taylor Swift or whatever, or they make fun of like a steak I eat because I don't get a porterhouse or a ribeye. That's like my go-to thing. It's like, okay, well, I'll eat my filet while Taylor Swift's music's playing while I'm beating you up. So then who gets to keep whose man card at that point?
Well, and I am a closet filet eater where I just don't disclose it to anyone until today. So I'm coming out of the closet. I'm going to say it. And not only that, I'll get my filet, Ross. You know, throw me under the bus. Medium well.
Okay, yes. Now you lost me.
Yep.
Now you lost me. Medium rare. Medium rare. What, have you ever had medium rare?
Always when I was growing up, I would have medium rare because that's what how my parents ordered everything. And then my wife likes things medium well. And it kind of depends on the steak and the like. For the better the steak, the more likely I am to go towards medium rare.
Yeah, so my whole thing with people that eat stuff like well done or medium well is like, if you're a well done person, try medium well, have a bite of medium well, have a bite of well done, tell me which one you like better. And then if you're a medium well person, have a bite of medium, tell me which one you like better. And like, we slowly work our way. Although listen, I play with guys in Washington, they would eat it rare. Like
the great Max Rubin, author of Comp City, when he's getting free food in Vegas, would order stuff raw, not rare, because it was getting comped for free. And then he'd take it back home. And he'd have like dozens of free steaks in his freezer.
That is awesome. By the way, people also mentioned the end of the show last week when you were about to tell a story about getting beat up. And I said you had 10 seconds. I don't think people realize this, but we're on a bunch of TV platforms now. So we're on Samsung TV. We're on Roku. We're on Zumo. So we have to end the show or try to end the show at 24:45 because it's on all these different video platforms. So anyway, Let's dive into it. That's why I said 10 seconds to Steve, not because I didn't want to hear about you getting beat up. If we have time today, I'd love to hear about you getting beat up. Let's dive into last week's bet, Steve. Overall, you were up 2 units for the week, so you're up 22.5 for the year. I was down 9 units. I'm emotionally devastated by it. My first 4 teaser legs all hit, and then the last 2 were the Giants, who, when we recorded this, I didn't know that the Raiders were going to fire Josh McDaniels and make Aiden O'Connell the starter, and that Daniel Jones would tear his ACL in the game, and the Panthers, who I didn't realize, obviously, the game would have been tied 13-13 if Bryce Young didn't throw 2 pick sixes. 1 pick six, and that teaser leg still hits. I'm not over it. I'll never be over it. Titans, I took the Titans getting 3 points. You lean that way. That was the right side. I mean, they lost 20-16 to the Steelers. They were even the better team in the game. Crazy frustrating. Dolphins, Chiefs. I had the Dolphins as a teaser leg, and you did too. You paired them with the Browns. That was one of our best bets, and that hit. Dolphins lose 21-14. Had the Dolphins up to +8. The Seahawks, Ravens. Just a bad bet by me. I had the Seahawks getting 5.5. I thought the Leonard Williams addition would give them a boost, and I thought it'd be a close game against the Ravens. They got annihilated. That was a 2-unit loss for me. Cardinals, Browns. Browns were laying 8. You and I had them as a teaser leg down to -2. That obviously hit. That was one of our good teaser legs, and that was one of our best bets. That was fantastic. Bears, Saints. You're the one that convinced me to take the Saints down to -1, even though we weren't going through the 7. But that worked too. So that was another, was that a best bet? Yeah, that was another best bet. Brown Saints teaser leg. That was one of the teasers that you had that won. That's obviously one of my teaser legs that worked. So we did pretty well in the early teaser, Steve. It was just me with the stinking Giants and Panthers later that screwed everything up. I would have had a huge, huge week.
If there was one theme from last week, I would say that when a team fires a coach that they clearly hate, that is a team you want to invest in the following game. Never seen anything like it. Raiders, a team with a losing record, celebrating and smoking cigars in the locker room after a victory.
We'll talk about it later because I'm curious to see whether or not you think that that carries over for a second week or if it's just a 1 week bump, because there's a big difference there depending on those 2 things. We move on to the Vikings and the Falcons. Neither one of us had anything on that game. Bucks, Texans. I had the Bucks up to 8.5 as a teaser leg. That was my 4th of the 4 early game teaser legs that all hit. The Bucks up to +8.5. They probably should have won the game. CJ Stroud is legitimately good. Rams, Packers. I leaned Rams getting 3 points. You leaned Packers. Packers covered easily. I don't think I knew Brett Rippon was starting last Tuesday morning when we did this, which is the benefit of getting the better number, but the cons of sometimes information happens afterwards. Colts, Panthers, we already talked about. The Panthers, I had them in a teaser leg up to 8.5. Was that the one that you had? No, you had the Giants. That was your only loss. Panthers, Bryce Young has really disappointed me. 2 pick sixes, Steve. Not 1, 2 pick sixes.
Yeah. If you're a Carolina Panther and you're in management, you got to be shaking your head. We took the wrong guy. You know, it's just in fact, I'll set a line. Would you rather have Levis right now or Young going forward? I'd say that's the discussion. The discussion is over in terms of, did you want to, you know, go ahead and take, you know, Young number 1?
Correct. And right now, I think I probably have Levis based on what I've seen. I think Levis is pretty good. Cowboys, Eagles, we both leaned to the Cowboys getting the 3 points. That was a good handicap. I mean, they didn't cover the spread, but we all watched that game. Giants, Raiders, that was the one best bet that you lost on, Steve. The one teaser leg you lost on. You had the Giants paired with the Dolphins. Again, We didn't know McDaniels was getting fired last Tuesday morning. It happened 1 a.m. Tuesday night, and that killed us. Bills, Bengals, I had nothing on the game. You leaned Bills. They weren't able to cover the 2.5. Chargers, Jets, I had one unit on the Jets getting 3 points. They lose 27-6. That was bad. So for the week, I'm down 9. You're up 2. Best bets, we were 2-1. They were all teasers. Best bets for the year were 14-15, so we're back to 48% now. And you're up 22.5 units for the year, Steve. You're rolling. We move on to, what is it, week 10 in the NFL, Steve? Is it week 10?
Yeah, halfway through, and so far so good in the show record and in the local contest here at Westgate and Circa Millions. Hopefully I can keep it going.
Well, if anybody ever wants to go to an event out there in Vegas, make sure you check the Game Time app. The thing is unbelievable. They have last-minute deals right up to the start of the event. Sometimes, like a concert, you can still get them like an hour after it starts if you don't care about the opening act. I have the Game Time app on my phone. I look at it probably not daily, but definitely weekly, just to see what's going on, like what shows are in my area, what the ticket slot prices are like for the game I'm going to call. The Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. Always. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will actually credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use code MONEY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code MONEY for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets. Lowest price, guaranteed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Steve, we start with Thursday night. The Carolina Panthers are getting 3.5 on the road against the Chicago Bears. We think it'll still be Tyson Bagent. The total is 40.
Two units, under 40. I've seen this movie before, Ross. You've got a dead nut under team in Carolina, except for they throw pick sixes to the other team. So they'll be ultra careful with the ball. And remember, Carolina just played Indianapolis. Indianapolis has had like literally every game go over this year, but not the game against Carolina, which is a great indicator that Carolina, just a very low-scoring team. Chicago, 0-5 in turnovers last week. So they'll clean that up, be extra careful with the ball as well. With both teams knowing they lost because they didn't take care of the ball last week, they'll both be extra careful with it this week, under 40, two units.
I'm with you on that one, and that's going to be a best bet.
The best bet.
I'm also going to take Carolina. Is this great? I love getting 3.5, Steve. I love it. I think it'll be a close game. Carolina's killed me this year. I'm just going to do one unit on Carolina plus the 3.5 because I'm so frustrated with them. What about the Colts and the Patriots? Totals 43.5. Patriots are getting 1.5 at home. Oh,
you
no.
Know, the Patriots, unfortunately, are not at home. They're going to Frankfurt. So Oktoberfest continues into November. Bill Belichick has been great in international games, 3-0 straight up and against the spread. Thank you to Mackey for passing on this information. And their margin is just like phenomenal in international games, but I can't do it. I cannot invest in this Patriot team that for years and years had Tom Brady, apparently, and made Belichick look better than he was. I wonder how whether the locker room is buying into what Belichick is selling. I'll lean to Patriot teasers, but I'm going to leave them off my card.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm going to take the Patriots in a teaser. I mean, come on, Patriots. You can't stay within one score of the Colts with Gardner Minshew as their quarterback. I mean, this we're approaching rock bottom right now for Bill Belichick as a coach in the NFL. I've got the Patriots as one of my four teaser legs. Right now, I'm planning to wheel them again, even though wheeling was bad to me this past week. If I had just paired a couple in the early games and paired the Giants and the Panthers in the late game, I would have been up huge on my teaser legs. At any rate, Patriots plus 7.5, taking them up 6 points, likely wheeling them right now. Next game, Steve, it's the Texans getting 6.5 on the road against the Bengals. Really good, fun game. Total's 46.5.
Yeah, so I'll lean Bengals in this game. Don't like to lay all those points. I will say, bold prediction here, I think Joe Burrow is going to win the MVP. I think that the voters are going to be A-okay with his stats not being the best in the league because of the narrative of he was hampered by that calf injury. He's playing so well now. So just lean Bengals, and there's an ancillary bet you might consider.
Ooh, interesting. I would lean Bengals as well. I'm not in the business of laying 6.5 points, especially after what I've seen this Stroud kid do. So I'm not doing that. But it feels like a sort of a letdown game for the Texans after that massive comeback against the Bucs last week. How about the Niners in Jacksonville against the Jags? Niners are laying 3 on the road, Steve. The total's 45. Where do you make this? No respect for the Jags.
Yeah, so I made this game 1, which means I have to invest in Jacksonville. Frankly, I just lost big on the Jets last night in a similar situation where my numbers said the Jets had great value. But ultimately, I have to trust my power ratings. Jacksonville, plus 3 2-units.
I'm with you. You know, I don't know how the Niners will come out of the bye. Probably better than how they had been playing. But the Jags have been so consistent. I mean, you're going to give me a 6-2 team at home against a team that's lost 3 in a row and give me 3 points. 2 units, Jaguars. It's another best bet.
The best bet.
Let's talk Browns and Ravens. Totals 38.5, Steve. The Browns are getting 6 on the road against possibly the best team in football. Do you have the Ravens as the best team in football right now?
I do, although I certainly wouldn't invest on them to win the Super Bowl because they're a better regular season than a playoff team historically. They're also better when they play an unfamiliar foe because their offense is a little bit quirky, so they murder NFC teams. So because Cleveland knows Baltimore, just a lean to Baltimore in this game.
I'm going to take Cleveland. I'm going to take Cleveland in that defense. They got embarrassed the first matchup between these two teams. Thought Watson looked decent. And the Ravens, hard to sustain that level they had against the Seahawks, right? We saw it when they beat the Lions that bad and then only beat the Cardinals by 7. I'm going to take Cleveland plus the 6. Really wish it was 7.5, but plus the 6. Just 1 unit because it's not over the 7.5. Cleveland Browns. Saints, Vikings. Saints on the road, laying 2.5. Totals 41.5. Against Josh Dobbs and the Vikings, Steve.
So the Saints get a phony cover, well, phony win last week where they got outstatted big time against a bad team, the Bears. Have to tease the Vikings. This is my first, I'm going to wheel my teaser legs. So this is the first of many teaser legs. I will be teasing the Vikings.
I've got the Vikings as one of my 4 teaser legs right now as well. And I will be wheeling and dealing them just like Steve up to plus 8.5. Dobbs will actually get all the reps in practice this week and know the offense gives him a chance. The Packers are getting 3 on the road, Steve, in Pittsburgh, taking on the Steelers' low total, 37.5.
So the Steelers have been outgained in every game this year. So they probably should be like 2-5-1, and they're 5-3. So they're overrated. I'm not a big fan of the Packers. I think that was more about the Rams being a lousy team last week. But I need 3.5. So I'll just lean Packers plus 3.
Everything you just said, I agree with, including what you said about the Steelers. I would just have a lean to the Packers plus 3. I don't know about Jordan Love. Jury is still way, way out on him. What about the Titans and the Bucks? The Titans are getting a point, 1 point, on the road in Tampa. Total's 38.
Yeah, total looks low to me. Tampa Bay, certainly, you've seen plenty of high-scoring games. Levis can throw the ball around. Over 38, 2 units.
Ooh, interesting. I don't know that I'm going to go there yet in this game. I'm not with you on that one. I'm not riding with you on that one. What I am riding with is DoorDash. Oh, my gosh, it's so good. Just like the clock will stop on this podcast when I interrupt Steve in about 7 minutes, whenever the game clock stops, that's time to order in with DoorDash. Pizza cravings hit at halftime? Ordering time. Dreaming about tacos during a timeout? Boom, they're on your doorstep. Wait, you want burgers, chips, dips, drinks, and wings instead? Even better, order on DoorDash, get everything you want delivered without missing a minute of the game. And Steve, you need something to wash it down with. So do what I do when I'm watching football. Drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends, family, heck, by yourself watching football. Always enjoy responsibly beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Falcons laying 2 on the road in Arizona. Totals 42. It looks like Kyler Murray is going to start against Heinicke, Steve.
Yeah, and Atlanta, boy, you got to hate this team. So they get to play against Will Levis. They get torched. They get play against Dobbs. It doesn't know his teammates' names. They get torched. Why not get torched by Murray coming back as well? I will make Arizona one of my teaser legs. That's my second leg. I will wheel with Arizona plus 2 up to plus 8.
Thought about that long and hard. I can't do it. I know Kyler Murray's had a lot of practices. Practice is not like a game. He hasn't played in a game in a long time. I think he's going to be rusty and make some mistakes. Can't join you on that one. Lions, Chargers. The Lions only laying 1.5. Total's 48.5, Steve.
Yeah, the Chargers really weren't very impressive last night, despite blowing out the Jets. Their defense was impressive. Just going to lean to the Chargers on teasers. I have a lot of respect for that Detroit team.
Yeah, I'm laying 1.5 with the Lions. Lions coming off a bye. I mean, Lions are coming off a bye. The Chargers are coming off a short week. And that place is going to be all Lions fans. They've been traveling like crazy this year. There's not going to be any Chargers fans there. This is a home game for Detroit. I'm laying 1.5, 2 units, Lions. Giants are in Dallas. I guess it's Tommy, don't call me Danny DeVito, starting at quarterback. Total's 39. Giants getting 16 points in an NFL football game against Dallas.
Yeah, I'm not going to invest in Danny DeVito, but I'm obviously not going to lay 16. All I can do is recommend the movie Other People's Money with Danny DeVito, where DeVito's performance was just tremendous throughout the movie.
I feel like you're putting the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable. It's DeVito.
Didn't I say that?
You're saying DeVito. You're putting the emphasis on his third syllable. The emphasis should be on the second syllable.
Well,
DeVito.
If the dollar did this and the yen did that and the infrastructure did the other thing, I'd get the syllable right. Doesn't matter. It's DeVito.
Commanders, Seahawks, totals 45.5. Commanders are getting 6 points, Steve.
Yeah, it's interesting. Nice win by the Commanders. You know, I don't really like to back a team when, as an underdog, they win outright and then they go on the road, long travel. So I can't invest in Washington, and Seattle's in a bounce back spot. I will actually lean Seattle.
Probably lean Seattle as well for the reasons you just mentioned. The Jets play the Raiders Sunday Night Football. The Raiders are getting 1.5. Totals low 36.
So, of course, I'm concerned that the Raiders, I cannot neither confirm nor deny that the Raiders went out and partied at the Wynn till 3 a.m. after their win on Sunday, but I'm still going to do it. It's a whole new attitude. Max Crosby is so happy with his teammates. I'm going to put them as a teaser leg, the Raiders.
Yep. That's that's my third teaser leg. Raiders up to +7.5. Even if they don't win against, the Jets don't score points. That game's going to be close. So I love the Raiders as a teaser leg up to +7.5. Finally, Monday Night Football. I'll be in the booth, Steve, with Kevin Harlan on the radio Westwood One. So if you guys are driving around or even on NFL Plus, you can listen to me and Kevin Harlan. Should be fantastic. The Broncos are getting 7.5 points in Buffalo against the Bills. Total's 47.
This is the easiest one of them all. The Bills are struggling. They're going to win this game. We're going to tease Buffalo. Wheel them in with the other teaser. So that's four teaser legs I gave you. That would be four teams. So one with two, one with three, one with four, 2-4, 3-4, and 3-4. Six combinations of teasers for me. Bills and a teaser.
Me as well, Steve. So to wrap it up, my teaser legs are the Patriots, the Vikings, the Raiders, and the Buffalo Bills. I thought you took one that I didn't. Arizona.
Yes.
You didn't take New England. So you did take Arizona. You did not take New England for your teaser portfolio. So we both have four. Let's have an awesome week. Other than that, I think we're done here. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for tuning in to Even Money. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, and College Draft, all on the DraftKings Network, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.